Thank you. welcome to show number 53 in our second year now. First track was Eno Murphy and Redalius album, 1978 album, their second album as it happens, a track called Broken Head. At first I thought it was Holger Shukai on bass, but he is playing bass on another track of that album called Timonaki, but I was mistaken in thinking he was playing bass on this.
I think we are all nursing broken heads after the weekend, aren't we, a little bit?
No, not me. Not a drop to touch my lips. I've been a good boy. Yeah, I can't. as I said before, that was a second album by the three of them together. Originally, Eno became aware of Hans-Joachim Redalius and Dieter Merbius, and indeed Michael Rother, back in about 1972-73. And he actually did join them on stage, I believe, at one point at the Paradiso in Amsterdam in 73. He did determine to actually do recording with them at their studio in Forst, which was in northwest Germany. But nothing came of that for about 3 or 4 years. There was a couple of tracks released on Eno's album, Another Green World, which is 1975. But the official release of Eno Murphy and Redalius, or Cluster and Eno, was the first album. That was in 1975. 77, I beg your pardon, 77, yeah. The next track was...
Deutermic. Love, beautiful tune called Light off the Chicada album from 1982. Some very sort of quite highly influential Buddhist sort of nuances sliding into that album. We'll play another tune off that album for you after we've played some Hingis with quite massive sort of Buddhist overtones. I'll tell you more about that later. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
That was the wonderful Sven Grünberg. Sven Grünberg was born on 24th of November in 1956 in Tallinn. Obviously, he's an Estonian synthesizer and prog rock composer and a musician most known for his meditative and electronic works involving the concepts of Tibetan Buddhism. Obviously, Tibetan Buddhism wasn't a big parameter in that last track that I played you, but he's collaborated with the Estonian film director Olav Neuland, and he's written soundtracks for most of his films. In the 70s, Grünberg was in a prog band called Mess, which was founded by him in January 1974, together with Hem, who accompanies Grünberg on this particular LP that I played, the tune that I played you, which was Valguasis from the Hingis LP. And despite years of the band's existence and many live performances, Mess did not release a single studio album. And this is because the current climate felt that their musical style contradicted Soviet ideology. And it wasn't until 1996 that Grünberg released a compilation from several Mess recordings and a full remastered LP in 2004. And just as a side swipe, Grünberg is also chairman of the board of the EIB, which is the Estonian Institute of Buddhism. Anyway, moving swiftly on, with the Buddhism theme still in mind, I'm going to play you the second tune from the Deutsche Cicada LP. And it's a fantastic tune called Alchemy. Thank you.
All right, thank you. The next track I'm going to play is going to be a long one to bring us to the end of the show, by Hans-Joachim Rydelius from his sixth self-portrait album, Self-Portrait 6, also called The Diary of the Unforgiving. Basically, this particular track, Diary of the Unforgotten, right, did I say? Oh, well. These are recordings he made when he was in Forst in Westphalia, Germany, as I mentioned before. These are recordings from the year 1973 to 1978. There's some tracks which are very similar. Well, there's one track on it, actually. This is very similar to a track off the first Harmonia album. So it's obviously that was recorded around at the same time. Because it starts off quietly, I'm going to fade it in. So I will say goodnight to you, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye. Goodbye.